This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There is always going to be a subset of people in this economy who just are not going to wear masks. Health policy guidance, state and local regulations, and corporate policy notwithstanding. So you're a retailer trying to do the right thing, and a would-be customer has a problem with you doing that. What are you supposed to do then, huh? Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has that one.
Walmart, Target, Lowe's, CVS, Home Depot, Costco, they all have policies now that say, if you want to shop here, you got to wear a mask. When an employee confronts a customer who refuses, well, let's go to the video.
I work for Costco and I'm asking this member to put on a mask because that is our company policy. So either wear the mask.
And I'm not doing it because I woke up in a free country.
This one ends peacefully. The Costco employee takes the guy's card away. But these situations can spin out of control. Joel Bynes is a managing director at Alex Partners.
It's simply too much to ask a frontline retail worker who's already concerned for her health during this crisis and still showing up to work to also intervene in something that could escalate quite rapidly.
So a lot of retailers are reportedly telling their workers to not enforce these mandates. Craig Rowley at Korn Ferry says that's similar to the way stores handle shoplifting. They tell workers to say things like, would you like me to hold those slippers for you at the register?
But if the person runs out the door, most retailers will tell the employee, don't chase the thief. It's not safe for you, and it's not safe for the people around you.
Rowley says even if retailers don't enforce the rules, just having them will get more people to wear masks. It's worked on him. He used to forget to mask up when he went to the supermarket.
Sometimes I'd say, I'm only going in for a loaf of bread. I'll be in and out. I won't cause any problems. But now I don't. Now I'm 100% of the time wearing my mask into the store.
The United Food and Commercial Workers International Union is calling on stores to enforce mask rules with local police or trained security guards. But in Michigan, a man shot and killed a Family Dollar security guard for telling a family member to wear a mask. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.